Student's Book, pages 86 and 87. The Time Travellers. 2. Read and listen to the story to check your answers.
Alex the Engineer. The children were scared. They weren't spies, but they couldn't explain anything.
"Come with me,"
said the security officer. At that moment, the engineer, who was standing next to him, suddenly said,
"I'm feeling dizzy."
He sat down, and a minute later, he was asleep. Then the security officer sat down, and he too fell asleep.
"How strange,"
Alex thought. He looked around and saw that all the engineers were sleeping at their computers, and the security officers were asleep too.
"Maybe they're all tired,"
Patrick said.
"Come on, now's our chance, let's go."
"No,"
said Alex.
"There's something strange going on."
"I've got it,"
said Phoebe.
"They were all drinking tea when they fell asleep. There was something in their tea."
"Maybe the engineer was right,"
Alex said.
"He said that this room was top secret. Perhaps there are spies who want the mission to fail."
"Hello, Houston?"
They suddenly heard a voice coming through the headsets that were lying on the desk.
"This is Neil speaking. Anyone there? We need your help up here."
Phoebe was very excited.
"Listen, that's Neil Armstrong. We must help him."
A few minutes later, they were sitting at a computer, wearing headsets, and Alex was working at the control panel.
"Houston, we're going back to the space capsule."
"What's your temperature?"
asked Alex.
370 degrees Celsius,
the voice replied.
"Uh-oh, that's too high,"
Alex said.
"Try cooling the engines a bit."
"Thanks, Houston. Cooling the engines right now."
Alex was doing really well, talking to them like an engineer and giving them instructions. Half an hour later, the astronauts left the moon and were on their way to the space capsule.
"Hey, what's going on here?"
asked one of the engineers, waking up.
"I'm talking to Neil Armstrong. They're on their way back to Earth,"
Alex replied.
"You're what?"
asked the engineer.
"Give me a headset,"
he said angrily. So Phoebe quickly gave him hers. As the engineer put it on, he heard Neil Armstrong again.
"Everything's perfect up here. Our new colleague down there is really cool. Congratulations, Houston. Where on earth did you find him?"
Alex smiled at the engineer and took off his headset. They looked around and saw that all the other engineers were sitting at their computers again. Everything looked normal.
"I'm sorry, kids. We found the spy. It was one of our own engineers. And now you've saved the day,"
one of the security officers said.
"No problem. I was happy to help,"
said Alex.
"But how did you know what to do?"
"I've got Moon Landing 2000 at home. I learnt everything from that. I love it,"
Alex replied.
Moon Landing 2000? What's that?
The engineer asked.
It's a computer moon flight simulation game. I'm really good at it,
Alex explained.
I've got no idea what you're talking about, but you're good,
the engineer laughed. The engineer was still confused when the children saw the yellow light glowing. They stepped into it. They were gone in a flash.
This is the end of CD 3.